Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Happy Talk About It Thursday. I know I'm running a little bit behind schedule. Listen, technology works great when it works correctly, right? So we are going to contribute this to operator error this time, right? Happy Talk About It Thursday to everyone. So glad you could join us on the show. It is April for All for HR and Business Solutions, and we're doing another on the air with All for HR Biz. For those of you that are new to the show, All for HR and Business Solutions has been around since 2009, and we are a virtual human resource management company. We have three divisions. We have a call center division and also a virtual human resource management division, which manages companies with 2 to 39 employees throughout the country. We also have a What am I thinking here? We also have our job placement division where we partner applicants with Fortune 500 companies. And so our virtual home is offerhr.net. If you haven't had the opportunity to get on over there, make sure you stop by and like our website, like our company. It is ALL4HR@.net. See how easy that is? So we got some great things going on. So after this introduction here, let me wish every woman a happy Women's Day. It is National Women's Day. And so I want to wish you all a wonderful, wonderful happy Women's Day. Take a moment to not pick at yourself, talk about yourself negatively, think about the extra pounds or the extra marks, but take a moment and just relish in your own greatness, women. There we go. Just know how great you are. Had a wonderful time this morning with Tamika Mason. We talked a little bit about Women's Day and what it means to us, and I really enjoyed the hanging out with Tamika Mason. She is wonderful, and she is at Tamika, I think it's TamikaMason.com. So if you want to know more about Tamika Mason, be sure to go on over to make Tamika. Tamika, T-A-N is in Nancy, I-K-A, Mason.com, and find out a little bit about Tamika Mason. She's doing some wonderful things for women, empowering women throughout the country, and just throughout the world, okay? So she empowers women to follow their dreams, and great young woman. You really want to go over there to her website and see and meet Tamika Mason. So we had a great time today. What else are we doing here? Our topic for the month is empowering employees through employee engagement. And March is also National Cerebral Palsy Month. And so we are sharing information about cerebral palsy, and make sure you go over to the website, our virtual home, offerhr.net, and check out the information that we have there on the cerebral palsy calls. And this week, in honor of
National Cerebral Palsy Awareness Week. We are recognizing Jerry Jewell. We are recognizing Jerry Jewell, who is an actress, a comedian, and an advocate. She's an award-winning author, performer, and motivational speaker. She received worldwide recognition as being the first person with a disability to be cast in a primetime series, which is the NBC's Facts of Life. Remember that show? She's a role model to millions of people with disabilities and the LGBT youth. She has had many television appearances and earned an Emmy consideration as Jewel in HBO's Deadwood. Jerry's critically acclaimed autobiography, I'm Walking as Straight as I Can, is an honest and bold of her wonderful life. So we are recognizing Jerry Jewell, actress, comedian, and advocate, in honor of National Cerebral Palsy Awareness Month. Okay. So I hope everyone's HR day is going well. It is Talk About It Thursday here at All for HR Business Solutions. If you haven't had a chance, be sure to follow us on Twitter, All for HR. Follow us on Instagram, All for HR. And on Facebook, All for HR and Business Solutions. Be sure to, if you're a business owner, small, mid-sized business owner, be sure to join our Facebook group. We're talking about great things, things that are going on in the HR industry that are affecting your workforce. We are on LinkedIn at All for HR and Business Solutions and on Tumblr at All for HR. And we are on All for HR and Business Solutions on YouTube. Okay. So, and on Google Plus. Don't forget Google Plus. So if you haven't, you want to, our topic is empowering employees through employee engagement. You can call in with a question at 929-477-3185. So we're talking about some questions that you can, you should be asking yourself in terms of gauging your level of employee engagement. And keep in mind that when we say gauging or measuring employee engagement, there's no barometer to actually gauge a number or measure employee engagement. And so what you're really measuring is the results of your employees being engaged, right? So you're actually gauging things and measuring things such as productivity and employee satisfaction and things of that nature. And that's how you're gauging it. So you actually measuring the benefits of employee engagement, if you will. And so there are some questions that you can ask yourself or ask your company. And you as a business owner or a HR professional, or a business or HR professional, actually, you want to, you definitely know, you'll probably more so, the results of disengaged employees will probably jump out at you more so than engaged employees. And that is because you know, disengaged employees are unhappy employees, and so they may sometimes cause different rifts among the workforce. They exhibit low productivity, a negative attitude, and those are things that, unfortunately, that jump out more so than us saying, you know what, my employees really seem like they're satisfied or they are happy with their job. Okay. And so some questions that you can, and we'll share actually on in our group. Our group is on Offer HR. It's off, well, let me slow down. Offer HR and Business Solutions on is our Facebook page. And we have a group which is called Offer HR Works For You. And we have HR professionals in there and business owners. And we really encourage small and mid-sized business owners to join the group. And so we have discussions about HR issues and how to handle them, you know, before they get out of hand, right? Offer HR and Business Solutions, what we do is we really focus on HR, what we call risk management. And with risk management, our pretense is to put in place the necessary policies and procedures that are going to make your workforce operate like a like a fine-tuned machine, right? So when we think of that term in terms of that of a fine-tuned machine, then we think about employees that are happy, they're engaged, they're using the creative juices are flowing, and you have a culture that you're exhibiting employee satisfaction, engaged employees, and, you know, just, you know, HR to me is the nucleus of a company. Without HR, your company cannot be, it can't grow because when you have employees that are disengaged or unhappy, it's so, so hard, it's impossible to have, have happy clients, right? Because what is housed inside of the company, right, is going to radiate to your customers. So if you have employees that are not answering the phones politely, that are not nurturing your clients, that are not asking the questions that are going to help your clients be happy, then that's going to reflect adversely on your company's productivity and on your company's bottom line. So what we do here at Offer HR and Business Solutions is we have put together various platforms to where we are just an extension of your company, right? And so while we don't want you to focus on growing, right, or filling job positions or progressive discipline or how to engage your employees. Those are all variables that we focus on while you focus on doing what you do best, which is growing your company, right? The reason why you even started following your dream was not simply to just manage a workforce, but to grow a company and to go forth and grow and of course have happy clients and things of that nature. And so it's really hard for small business owners on getting that next client or even servicing your clients if they are spending time managing paperwork and putting out workforce fires and you know, trying to make their company, their clients happy with a unhappy workforce, right? So that's what our focus is. That's actually what it, that's what we do. That's what we love doing. And we do that every day here. We, you know, we love to engage the employees. We love to see companies that start with, say, two or three employees grow to 15 or 20 or 30 or even more, you know, depending on what, you know, how much you want, how far you want to take your company. We don't want you to have to just all you can do is focus on growing your workforce, right? That's our job. While you grow your company. So what we do is, and with regard to employee engagement here, there are things that you are looking at in terms of layers, okay, when you're talking about, so you're talking about the job, and you're talking about the team, and you're talking about the supervisors, and you're talking about organization, okay? So we're, right, we're peeling away at the core. Right, so you're dealing with layers, which is your the job, and then the team, and then the supervisor, and then this is in the organization, and this is entire. This is how your employees think, right? This is you know how it goes through layers. And so in terms of your job, your an employee's position. Employees want to, you want to find out about their individual jobs first. That's the closest to them is what they're, that's the closest is to them is their job, right? And in terms of the job is do the employees have the necessary tools to do their job correctly, right? And, you know, although every day is not going to be a perfect day at work, on most days, an employee wants to know that they are able to, they have positive, they are, you know, have positive results, okay? And then is their work valued by the organization? Are they appreciated? Because, if you know, again, employees spend, you know, some employees spend more time at work than they even do at home, right? So they when they're working and they're doing their best, are they being appreciated? Are they being respected? Are questions that employees ask themselves in terms of employee engagement. Were they trained when they started correctly? You find a lot of instances where employees are just thrown into a position, you know, without the proper training. Or they review a job description that has never been updated. So when they start in the position, you know, they're doing tasks and duties that, you know, they didn't know they were going to be doing. And hence, they may not even have the education or the experience or the background to even do that position because it wasn't outlined clearly in the job description. That's why it's so important that at least once a year that you update all of your job descriptions within your organization. And whenever a position opens and you start rehiring for that position, you start a candidate search for the position, it's critical that if anything has changed in that position, if you taking away responsibilities or job or task or duty, that you change that or update that job description to reflect the same. And also, that you update it
if you've added responsibilities or if you tell you however that job has changed, if it has changed, it may not have changed, but if it has changed, that you update the job description immediately before you start searching for a new candidate. Employees want to know that the amount of work they're expected to do to you is reasonable. I had a conversation with a young man a couple weeks ago who called with a question, and he was working for a nonprofit organization. And so when he started the position, he was under the impression that he was going to be over a program, a new program that this company was instituting, and that he was going to be the coordinator, and that he was going, they were going to hire people up under him, three or four people, to help him build his team, so that he is, that the program is, you know, operating effectively. And so over a year into the position, whereas the young man was where is working, was supposed to started working 4 days with, I think, three or four clients a day, the young man is now over a year into the position. No one is up under him, and now he's doing 5 or 6 clients a day, 5 days a week. So that goes to the question, is the amount of work I'm expected to do reasonable, right? These are questions that your employees are asking themselves. I love to cross-train employees, one, so that when someone is out, someone can equally cover that position, so that the company doesn't come to, the company or a department does not come to a halt when the person is there. Then the company is stressed out trying to, you know, if this person is out for a funeral or out sick, you know, they're not really too concerned about the person. They just want you back. So I like to think that companies should really engage in cross-training employees. So, you know, and that builds creativity. It also builds skill and character. For, you know, some companies even now have job sharing, right? So those are things that are put together put in place, if you will, to make an employee's job not become overwhelming, and they become overwhelmed and underworked, right, or overworked, okay? So in terms of the team, okay, when employees are thinking about employee engagement, so their questions that you should be asking is, you know, does the employee wants to know, does their team take accountability and ownership for results? A lot of companies, you know, don't think that those things are important when they really are. You know, what kind of results is your team yielding? Do the people that are on an employee's team, do they treat them well? Do they respect them? And do the employees on particular teams openly talk about and what needs to be done in terms of being more effective? Okay. So those are some things, some questions that an employee, that you should be thinking in terms of your employees, and you should be asking your employees. Now, the most effective way to gauge employee engagement or the level of employee engagement. And again, you're not gauging the level of employee engagement. What you're measuring is the results of your employees being engaged. Okay. So, again, this, I am April Halliburton from All for HR Business Solutions. If you have not, if you're just joining the show, we are here every Thursday, 12:30 to 1:30. And so we like for questions, like for people to call into the show. So if you have an employee engagement, what's a good way to find out the level of employee engagement or the results of your employees engaged, you can call me at 929-477-3185 and ask your employee engagement questions. We have Facebook Live Tuesday night, 7 to 8. Okay, every Tuesday is Facebook Live. And we talk about different our topics regarding our HR topic for the month. Okay, and so you can join us out on Facebook at All for HR and Business Solutions, and our Facebook group. We go live every Tuesday, 7 to 8 o'clock. We have some things that are going on this month, and we are really, really working hard. We are really working against the grain to get things going. So this month, we have some great things going on. Again, happy Women's Day. Today is National Women's Day. And it's also Talk About It Thursday. Tomorrow, you know what tomorrow is, right? Freedom Friday. And so Freedom Friday, we have Freedom Friday HR questions. That's every Friday. Throughout the week on our blog, we have several blogs up there, but if you go to our page, allforhr.net/blog, that's our blog spot. There is a blog on there, which is Freedom Friday HR Questions. There you go. And you are encouraged to leave a question in the comments section. We will we select someone's question, and whoever's question is selected, they'll win a free gift from All for HR and Business Solutions. How about that? Every Friday, so if you haven't had a chance to drop in there and leave a post, post your HR question, and it doesn't have to be a question on. It doesn't have to be a question on the topic of the month, okay? It can be on any HR question, whether it's a particular issue, whether it's on a policy or policies in your workplace, whatever the question is. All you got to do is go down to the bottom, and where it says add comments, add your question. And we will select the question, we'll answer it live, and you'll get a free gift. How about that? That's pretty cool, isn't it? That brings up. And so we have that going on, and we really, really, really are excited about it. We're having a good time with it. We have some great questions. We had Mr. Al last week from Arkansas, who had a question. Oh, goodness, I can't remember what the question is. All age. Okay, so I can't remember what the question is. But if you want to know what the question is, go on the blog spot, and all of the questions,
videos from the live answers are up there, so you can listen to those, and they're really funny, really cute, really good questions and great answers. So we have that every Friday. You still got time for you to drop your comments, your questions, your Freedom Fighting HR questions. Again, this month is National Cerebral Palsy Awareness Month, and so we have been featuring famous people with cerebral palsy. And this month, this week, we celebrate Jerry Jewell. And she's an actress, a comedian, and an advocate. And she is on, that information about her is actually with her page, is on our website, on our Interact With Us page. Okay. What else do we have going on, folks? We are already into March. Okay, and so our ebook comes out next week. And then the end of the month, on the 23rd, is our onboarding kit. We're finally rolling it out. I've been pushing it out. And so that's going to come out, and we are circulating that information. What else? Well, we have our five-day employee engagement challenge again. We had that in September. A lot of fun with that. We're going to have that again on the 26th for the whole week. We'll share information on how to engage your employees, answer questions, and all kinds of great stuff. And then on the 28th, we have a free webinar, Why It's Easier to Succeed with Empowering Employees. I think that's the one we have. Yeah, that's on the 28th at 12:30, I think it is. Yep, 12:30 to 1:30. And so that's on the 28th. So we got a lot of stuff going on this month. We are focusing on empowering employees through employee engagement all month. If you have not had a chance to, go to our virtual home, all4hr.net, look around, like our website if you have some questions. Oh, goodness, it's placed all over that website that you can ask questions, so feel free to do so. You can also live chat with your HR questions when you do that, or you can actually also call our hotline, which is at 844-4-ALL-4-HR. That is 1-844-425-5447, option 2. If no one answers, which most times someone will answer that call, and you can ask an HR question. That's pretty good, don't you think? So you can also follow us on Twitter at All for HR, Facebook, All for HR and Business Solutions, Google Plus, All for HR and Business Solutions, and LinkedIn, All for HR and Business Solutions. Instagram, All for HR, Tumblr, All for HR, and then All for HR and Business Solutions on Yelp and on YouTube. So this month, we are, again, we're talking about, empowering employees through employee engagement. And employee engagement is concept that, although it may have been kind of, a relatively new concept, or relatively new concept, in the beginning it was more so companies focused on employee satisfaction, and then employee engagement surfaced or was coined employee engagement in like the 1990s. And while it does to some degree focus or does go with have a lot to do with satisfaction, employee satisfaction. It is employee satisfaction in relation to the organization, okay? And so employee engagement is a workplace approach, and it results in the right conditions for all members of an organization. And so, again, when we talk about results, right, we're talking about you cannot gauge employee engagement itself. But what you're doing is measuring the results of your employees being engaged, quote-unquote employee engagement, okay, if that makes sense. And there are a ton of, you know, it's a win-win situation. Employee engagement, it's the emotional commitment that an employee has to an organization and the goals of that organization. You find that employees that are engaged they're more committed to and care more about their company. And so we were talking about before the break or excuse me. In terms of when you're measuring employee engagement. Oh, I'm telling you, folks, I've been working. So please forgive me because I've had a lot of late nights getting things together for clients and things like that. So, but in any regards, we talked about in terms of employee engagement, when an employee is or an employer is engaging employee engagement of their employees, then they're talking about it's in layers, which is the job, then the team, then the supervisor, and then the organization. And so this is the context in which employees are thinking of, they think of employee engagement and how you measure it. And once again, you can't measure employee engagement itself, but the tangibles are the productivity, the employees, how happy your employees are. Those are the kinds of things, being whether your employees are engaged, and if they're not or if they are, to what degree. And the best way to gauge it is through survey form. And so we've done tons of the surveys. I really like doing the employee engagement surveys. I think they're very helpful. And I encourage employers to do a survey to, you know, gauge where your employees are and how they're feeling about their organization, about the company that they're working for. So we talked about the my job and my team. And so then the employees also think in terms of engagement about their supervisor, okay? So does the supervisor, you know, is the supervisor apt to help them understand their work and important their work is to their organization? And that comes with understanding and respect that the supervisor exhibits to all of the people on his or her team. Is their supervisor approachable, easy to talk to, right? Does the supervisor create a motivated and energizing workplace? So they're not walking around barking orders and that's all they're doing, right? But they're making the organization, you know, they're instilling motivation in an energized environment so that, you know, when employees are there, they're happy to be there, they're happy to do the position that they're doing. And does the supervisor set high expectations for the team's performance? So these are questions that an employee would ask themselves, or if you were giving a survey, these are the kind of questions that you would be asking your employees in order to determine how engaged the employee is. And in terms of the organization, the vision and the goals of the organization, you know, employers want to know how important the organization's goals are to the employee personally. In other words, if an employee is at work 5 days a week and does not know the mission statement or the goals of that company, they're not engaged. That means they're not using their skills to further that organization's goals. And, you know, it's a two-way street. It's not just furthering the goals of the organization, but furthering the personal and professional goals of the employee. Does the organization provide attractive opportunities for training and develop? You must invest in training and develop with your employee. Okay? And, you know, how does the company, your employee feel like the company cares about them? Right? So those are questions that an employee would ask an employee and when to determine if they're engaged in engaged. And, you know, things that influence engagement are, you know, respect, job clarity, recognition, and, you know, aligning the work to, you know, the company's mission that they care strongly about. So you want to make sure that your employees feel like they are part of the growth of that organization. And you exhibit that by appreciation, respect, responsibility, and so, you know, and some ways, again, it's some ways to the same things that are influencing the engagement. You want to make sure that those things, such as respect and setting clear objectives and increasing awareness of the organization's goals and of the organization's goals, as well as the part that each employee plays in working with that company to help them achieve those goals, that those things are defined for your employees. It's extremely important. Employee engagement, if you don't have a program in place, we're going to work on that during our employee engagement 5-day challenge. So you're going to want to sign up for that. And we're getting that information out within the next day. So, and employee engagement is a concept that, again, I really, really, really feel strongly about. Just I love the idea of employees feeling respected and companies feeling respected, and you know, getting away from the I'm just here to do a job kind of thing, if you will. It's about being part of something bigger than yourself. And it's up to organizations to let, you know, to let, you know, let your employees know how valued they are, how important they are to your organization and the goals that have been set for that organization. Again, happy Women's Day across the nation. And that's actually international, so that across the world, happy Women's Day. Today is Talk About It Thursday. This March is also National Cerebral Palsy Awareness Week or Month. And so you want to look over at our website at allforhr.net, our virtual home, and see what we got going on there. If you have not had a chance to, be sure to visit our home, All for HR, virtual home at allforhr.net. Follow us on Twitter, All for HR, and Instagram at All for HR. And what else? Facebook, All for HR and Business Solutions. We are on Tumblr at All for HR, and we're on LinkedIn at All for HR and Business Solutions, and on Google Plus and on Yelp. So there you go. I've certainly enjoyed, as always, being on the show with you today. You can listen to previous shows on our website under events. You'll see a bunch of our shows. You can just click on any one of them. And don't forget to sign up for, we have the 5-day employee engagement challenge that starts on the 26th. We have our free webinar, 28th, 12:30. And we have our ebook that's coming out on the 9th. And then our that onboarding kit, you know, onboarding is a huge part of employee engagement. So that is coming out on the 23rd. I just lost my train of thought there. I've certainly enjoyed you all on the show as always. I love talking to you all, and I look forward to seeing you all here again. We're here every Thursday at 12:30. If you have not had a chance to secure those, which you should have, your HR projects for 2017, we're in 2018, so if you haven't secured those HR projects, you need your handbook updated, give us a call at All for HR, All for All
4All4HR. How about that? 4All4HR. And give us a call, and we'll take those off of your hands. We got some great things again. I wanted to thank Tamika Mason. We were on earlier with her and talking about what Women's Day means to us, and it was wonderful. It was great, great, great interaction speaking with her and Cordelia, and it was just really wonderful. I had a great time. If you want to hear that, you can go to TanikaMason.com and just, you know, check her out. She's doing some great things empowering women. If you want to know about our events, make sure you go on offerhr.net, click on events. You can sign up and see what's going on under interact with us, and you can see what's on the agenda for the month. So I have enjoyed you again. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Make sure to drop your questions on the blog, offerhr.net blog, and go to Freedom Friday HR Questions and submit a question, and you'll win a free gift from OfferHR Biz Blue. Also, Facebook Live, Tuesday 7 to 8. And we are here every Thursday, 12:30 to 1:30. Remember, business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. Give us a call. See how we can help. We can help your company grow. We concentrate on your HR and your workforce while you concentrate on your company. This is April Halliburton, founder and CEO of Offer HR and Business Solutions. I have a blast, as always. And I look forward to doing it again soon. And have a great HR day, everyone. Don't forget, Happy Women's Day. Take care.